Vasuli Mikdash Vishakanti Besocham. Klal Yisrael was given a mitzvah of Binyan HaMishkan . In every bracha we say Asher Kedishanu b'mitzvosav v'tzivanu, we're appreciative of the fact that Hashem turned us into higher beings that we can do mitzvahs. In that Asher Kedishanu, there are really two, we're expressing two ideas that we're grateful for. Obviously one, that Hashem informed us of what the mitzvahs are. He taught us how to live on a higher level. Asher Kedishanu b'mitzvosav doesn't only mean that He made us holy by informing us of the mitzvahs. He made us holy in a way that our mitzvahs are mitzvahs. One has to appreciate the fact that in many mitzvahs, if not for the fact that we were commanded, our mitzvah would not be a mitzvah. It wouldn't be a maaseh mitzvah. There are things that if you're not Jewish, you just can't do, and even if you do them, they don't count. You didn't do anything. Whom you are is very much part of that mitzvah. Asher Kedishanu means that He gave us the ability to make the mitzvah into a mitzvah. He gave us the ability whereby our act really does something. There is a spiritual reality created where on different levels of existence there's a change affected by the fact that we did a mitzvah. And if someone who's not part of Klal Yisrael would do this, it's not the mitzvah. Hashem was mekadesh the shevet kohuna. The avoda done by a kohen is avoda. The avoda done by a zar, by a stranger, is not. One of the ingredients is that the avodah be done by a kohen. It's very much the same way with so many of the mitzvahs. Whatever it is to be accomplished, you've got to be the right one for it. And Asher Kedishanu b'mitzvosav means that Hashem gave us that ability. V'yasu li mikdash. Hashem gave us the ability whereby our action, our human endeavor, creates a reality of hashras hashchina. It creates a reality on all sorts of levels where we don't really know what this means. But it's a home for Hashem. To begin with, it's the building of it. Not only that, but what it is that made for the Hashras Hashchina was dafka, the fact that it was human endeavor. We learn out the Lamed Tes Melachos, one of the 39 forms of forbidden creation in Shabbos. We learn them out of Binyan HaMikdash. Whatever Melacha was choshev in the Binyan HaMishkan, that we can't do on Shabbos. On Shabbos, you're supposed to rest. We're supposed to refrain from creating in the way humans create. Creation for us doesn't mean something for nothing. Creation for us means changing nature in a way that there's a real transformation. And the Lamedtes Melachos are the 39 principles of human creation, of human endeavor. Those very same Lamedtes were required in the Binyan HaMishkan. Yes, that's where we can learn it out of. It's that all of human endeavor is dedicated to Binyan HaMishkan. Hashem gave us this mitzvah whereby all of human endeavor, when done, lishmi, as Rashi says, affects the ability for a hashraas hashchina. Yes, this way there is a hashraas hashchina. When humanity, but not just any humanity, Klal Yisrael goes and takes every form of creation that the human beings got, puts that into Lishmi, and you get Hashraas Hashchina. Wow. That's certainly something we appreciate. It doesn't end there. The Mishkan is a place for Karbonis. The Mishkan is a place for Avoda. Human endeavor. Not just the fact that there are sacrifices, but the fact that human beings affect things. That a zrika done by a kohen does all sorts of things. A zrika can create a ritzui, an acceptance. That there is whatever it means, a reach nichoach. When we're maktir something on the Mizbeach, it affects the upper worlds. There's reach nichoach. It's a whole reality that exists because Hashem gave us these mitzvahs. A reality whereby the human being can affect all the different levels of existence to the point of providing Hashem with Reach Nichoach, creating Ritzui, creating forgiveness, creating Kapora, done by human beings. It's fascinating and exciting, and something we're so grateful for, soured only by the fact that we don't have a Mishkan, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. Avoda bizman hazeh is mishalma porim sfaseinu. We speak, we daven. It's that if you're osik in the parsha of Ole and Mincha and Chatas, so the fact that you learnt it does all sorts of things up in heaven. What changed bizman hazeh is that our avoda is avoda in the mind and avoda in the heart. Physical avoda we do not have. And essentially this is the difference, this is the key difference in terms of avodas Hashem between Golus and the days of the Beis HaMikdash. In Golus, everything is the mind and the heart. As far as Maisa goes, there's very little Maisa that has been Adam Lamakom. If you go through the list of mitzvahs asei that are noig bizman hazeh, you will find that only a handful of them are ben adam lamakom. They are almost entirely only ben adam lachavera. Avoda today is primarily learning and leiv, tefillah, Torah and tefillah. All of the v'yosuli mikdash v'shachanti besocham, that entire dimension of the Jew as a human being that can affect all the olamis today cannot be done by getting your whole body into it. It's all a matter of using your brains and straightening out your heart. In davening for Gilui Shechina, in davening for Geula, for the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, We are expressing a craving to turn ourselves, really to transform ourselves into Baalei Avoda. Our bodies can perform Avoda. Today, there are lots of things, there are lots of mitzvahs you can learn to do. Some people study Shechita. Nice thing. Getting your body into mitzvahs. We build sukkahs. I guess Pesach cleaning. Avoda today. Yeah, you know, the human body needs a little bit of that too. Get our exercise. Avoda today is primarily in the head and heart. That is the Iker Avoda of the Jew. It's second best. It's second best because we don't necessarily transform our whole selves into Ovdei Hashem. It's not the same. So much so, Avraham Avinu asks Hashem at the Bris Bein Habsarim, okay, you told me that my descendants will merit the land b'schus ha-karbonis, and what are they going to do b'zman shem b'yis ha-mikdash kayim? So Hashem answers him, when they'll be osik in the parshias, they'll get the schar as if they're bringing the karbonis. Avraham Avinu had a kasha. His kasha was, whatever it is that we have to do in being metak in all the different spheres of existence, calls for avoda. How can we do that without a Beis HaMikdash? And Hashem answers him with a spiritual miracle here. You know, you can accomplish the same without the physical avoda. I will accept it as if. That means that when we learn, what we're supposed to be doing is creating an as if. Learning cannot simply be a cerebral exercise. It's got to be an exercise. It's an avoda of transforming one's whole self. Depth of understanding in your learning means putting your whole self into it and transforming one's whole self. We're supposed to be doing the ki'ilu. We're supposed to be accomplishing what they did when they did avoda. In our learning, we're supposed to be transforming our whole selves. Otherwise, there couldn't have been a ki'ilu. It's not just a matter of symbolism. You do this, and Hashem gives you a bunch of schar. It's that the limud itself is an avoda that transforms. So when Hashem tells Avraham Avinu that by our learning we are going to affect all of those changes in the olamus that the actual avoda does, then what he's telling Avraham Avinu is a chiddush. Not in Hilchas Avoda, but in Hilchas Talmud Torah. That Hilchas Talmud Torah is machayiv, not simply studying, but affecting a change in whom we are. A person with some more insight into a sugya is supposed to be a finer human being. His whole body is supposed to be different. It is not a Jewish brain in the body of a goy. That was Esav. Esav's head is buried in the Maariv HaMachpelah. That's not us. Talmud Torah for the Jew, if it accomplishes everything that Karbanis did, if it accomplishes what Binyan HaMishkan did, then it's got to be that the learning experience affects the whole body. It's not only human creativity and ideas. It's got to be a real transformation of one's whole self. It says that when you learn, you're supposed to shake. Like in Maimon Har Sinai, it was given Bereses of Isaiah. It was overwhelming. We trembled. When you learn, you got to put your whole self into it and move around like they did. Understand that every bit of learning, as we learn, we are not casually sitting back. We're not a bunch of professors arrogantly reading and offering our interpretation. It's a matter of shaking yourself up. It's a matter of getting your whole being involved in trying to understand. So on the one hand, Chazal say, Shmaitze, Boitze, Lusa, there's got to be a certain level of being settled, peace of mind, call it comfort if you wish. It's hard to think when the sun's beating down on you. You need the shade. In our days it means sitting down, although Mi'ikar Adin was supposed to be standing all the time. Chulshof, weakness came down to the world in the days of Rabban Gamliel. Eslasas Lashem, we're not going to be able to learn if we stand all day, we'll be exhausted. So they were matur, we learn sitting. But you have to say Birkas HaTorah standing, because that's really a mitzvah that's required to be said standing, so it's bracha has to be standing. You have to get your whole self into it. We scream, we get emotional. We worry. It gets to us. We're depressed when we're lost, when we can't figure out pshat. That's all understandable. You're getting your whole self into this. And when it doesn't seem to be working, how could it not affect you? Learning is a transformation. And the process of learning is a transformation. And it's an avoda. You got to scream. You don't have to raise your voice. But it's got to be intense. And it's got to be changing you. It's got to be reflected in the way you walk, in the way you talk, the way you interact with others. You're no longer like everybody else. There's avoda going on here. And Talmud Torah has to do that for us. But it's still only a ki'ilu. It's still only a ki'ilu. And of course, real gilui shechina is when we'll be able to involve our whole bodies. We're waiting for Mashiach. We're anticipating. Events make it look like Achris Hayamim. Too many chazals, too many psukim, too many perushim are alive. And we anticipate Bias HaMashiach. So you have to prepare yourself. Part of the preparation is remembering that there's going to come a day that we're going to be living around a Beis HaMikdash. That we're going to be doing all sorts of physical things that are supposed to do things up in all the different levels. And there's always the danger that if we haven't really grown and become bigger, that we may deal with it as another activity. interesting. It's an exercise, a pleasant change, fun. We have to prepare ourselves to be on a different level. And the way to do it in Golis is in Ushalma Parim Svaseinu, is that our learning and our tefillah, all of that should have transformed us into people that are capable of looking at what's going on in Avoda and being involved in it and recognizing that it's not just an activity. Appreciating that everything that's done carries weight, is rich. It's an action that's thought out. It's an act of total dedication, l'shamayim. It's not another activity. This takes, above all, emotional work. Being able to put all of that into action. The truth is, we still have some mitzvahs ma'isiyas. They're not mamash avoda. But we do have mitzvahs ma'isiyas. We have acts that we do. We have kavod and onik Shabbos. We have the different chagim and their mitzvahs. And making sure that it's not just that we have to fulfill them al pidin, but really putting your whole self into them. It's not haphazard. It's planned. It's thought through. You're feeling comfortable with it. You're ready for it on an emotional and spiritual level. Although a mitzvah d'rabbanan, or medivrei kabbalah, Purim is approaching, and it requires the right kind of preparation. Mishnechnas adar marbin besimcha. Unfortunately, Klal Yisrael has mastered the art of crying like a Jew. We haven't had all that opportunity for simcha like a Jew. And it's something that one has to learn. Putting your whole heart and soul into simcha, and not just jumping up and down and taking advantage of the fact that one day of the year you can make a fool of yourself. Turning it into an avoda, and that takes preparation and mindset. Being part of the world of Talmidei Chachamim, where everything we do is really centered around the brain, it takes even more preparation. Because naturally our bodies react in a way that Ruchnius is learning and everything else is something else. We especially have to see to it that we prepare ourselves so that even though a Durabonon, you're getting drunk is an avoda. Getting drunk as an avoda. Jumping up and down is an avoda. Simcha as an avoda. As an expression of your feelings for Hashem. As an expression of your emunah and your bitochen. As an expression of thanks. It takes preparation. But as Talmidei Chachamim, we have to know that everything is avoda. That all of life is v'yasuli mikdash v'shachanti v'socham. That every physical act we do as Talmidei Chachamim should be binyan beis hamikdash, building things on every level of existence and every sphere of existence, changing all of the olamas. We have to learn that Torah Bizman Hazeh has to cover for Torah and Avoda. And make sure that our learning really is accomplishing both.